regular board meeting of Fire District 7, January 9th, 2020. We'll begin with the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd ask, is there any union comment? IFF? Teamsters? Either one? A little change in the agenda to make it a legal meeting. The action item to appoint a chair and a vice chair of the board would be appropriate since this is a new year and I'm not theoretically the chair. So.
I nominate Roy for chair.
Second.
And Troy for vice chair.
Second.
Other nominations? No other nominations heard? Any discussion?
Go forth and do good.
All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Proceed with the chief's report. Thank you, everybody.
Hello, commissioners. Welcome, Commissioner Edwards.
Thank you.
Good to have you. So chief's report for 1-7-20. Snohomish County Fire District 7 and the community of Monroe honor the passing of Gene Guptill on January 30th, 2019. Gene is Assistant Chief Steve Guptill's father. Gene was a very dedicated, longtime member of the fire district and served in many capacities, including the fire chief. A memorial service will be held on Sunday, January 19th at 2 p.m. at the Monroe Fairgrounds 4-H building. As we ring in 2020 and celebrate our success coming together as a new district, we're guided by the new district launch 2020, which is an interim strategic plan. Many operational personnel throughout the North, East, and West battalions have new station assignments. Administrative staff have new offices at the Station 31 campus, and we look forward to a bright future. And we want to thank everybody for all your help moving folks around and offices, so we really appreciate everybody's hard work. We continue to work on impact bargaining with the IFF. We start that the same impact bargaining with the Teamsters next week, and then we're also working with the shop employees on their contract next week. We have also been working with our surrounding agencies to develop an updated training consortium interlocal agreement. And the proposed agreement will be presented at our next meeting, next board meeting on the 23rd. And so we'll present that and discuss it. Six new recruits will be finished with the Post Academy on January 30th. And they're finishing up on suppression drills. They'll be visiting SNOCOM. And then they'll be studying some EMS and some tactics, fire tactics. We have Snohomish County Fire Recruit Academy Company Officers Ben Taylor and Lisa Deffenbaugh. They're back on shift. D.C. Rasmussen visited Harborview paramedic students Ron Peterson, Dave Albert, and Jesse Freer. And they're all doing well, so thanks, Ron, for checking in. And planning section's been working on getting offices established and teams formed. They've been putting together their goals, working through the new district launch document. We want to welcome logistics assistant Zach Lewis. And Zach began employment on January 2nd, so we welcome him to District 7. And I know Jamie's been working with him. Sounds like he's doing great, so good stuff. And then logistics, you've all been working hard getting the move out of the Lake Stevens Fire Administration all put together, so thank you very much. And thanks to you, Chief Silva, Mike Freimeyer, Brandon Vargas. You guys have just rocked it, so thank you very much. Thanks to Chief Guptill and Martin, thank you. You guys have had a lot of stuff to do and really appreciate your hard work in the transition. Happy to report the sale of the North Battalion headquarters closed on December 31st. And again, thanks to all everybody in the district, every single member, your hard work, your warm welcomes. So it's great to be a part of this organization. That's my report, sir.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Excuse me.
I forgot to do attendance tonight. So Paul's excused. It's the only one. Everybody else is here. And once again, thank you, Rick, for coming your first evening officially. Any questions for the Chief? Moving on the consent agenda, I'd ask for a motion for approval of voucher 20-1 through 20-97 in the amount of $592,604.70. Those vouchers have been reviewed by two commissioners and approved. The payroll is different this month than this, so they had to go back to the table. It'll come out later in the month, and through our policy, we do have signatures for that to be able to carry through, so I don't think we'll even have to come in and approve it. Is that correct, Camille? Or we'll have five commissioners come in and sign. That'd be easy, too. Along with the approval of the minutes for the Lake Stevens regular board meeting on December 23rd and approval of Fire District 7 regular board meeting on December 30th, and no correspondence. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion? No discussion noted. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Old business. I passed out a draft committee assignment. I had emailed everybody and heard back from most people. So that is this is a draft for the committees. We still have Rick and Jim to give me some choices. We can have up to four people on the committee. So if anybody has any concerns about where they've been placed or other choices, please get back to me, and we'll make space for Jim and Rick on some of the committees that will be meeting in the evenings, if we can. Okay?
Yeah, please.
So please get back to me.
Unless somebody else wants the positions, you can't put me down for finance.
Okay. I had asked Troy if he would mind stepping up and be on finance, since no one seems to like that one too much.
It's exciting.
It's exciting, sure is. So we'll add Troy up there.
So can somebody let maybe Rick and I know which ones of these are evening get-togethers?
So it'll probably be shop and or strategic planning would be two of the evening meetings. So that probably means that I'll have to move somebody off those to make space for you guys. So let me know what you're...
Yeah, shop often meets in the day, too.
Does it? 5 o'clock. I think they were shooting for 5 o'clock. Shooting for five. So we'll kick that around after the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate everybody getting back to me. And I'm sorry, Rick, I must have got the wrong email fired off to you. Action items. Physician contract on page 26, is that correct?
So, commissioners, we have the physician's contracts. This is the second time we've had this before you.
Page 20.
Dr. Talley, Dr. K. Again, we recommend that we retain the services of both physicians, at least for this year. Make sure that through the merger that we're not dropping any balls EMS-wise. Both physicians are fantastic and do a great job, and recommend your support and approving their contracts.
So, is there a motion?
I make a motion to approve the physician contracts as presented for Dr. Talley and Dr. K.
With the motion, we have a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion?
I have a question. Is this just a carryover contract, or has there been any significant changes in the expected responsibilities or deliverables?
No real difference in expectations. Basically, oversight of our EMS program, QA, quality assurance, making sure that our folks are on track, doing the right thing, training, helping us develop policy, just general oversight and making sure everybody's on the same track.
Okay, same old, though.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
J.
Chief, is our intention to go back to one physician next year?
You know, we want to monitor this year and do what we think is best, you know, best for the district. We're not 100% sure.
Okay.
And, you know, with the amount of cases and the size of the district, it may be beneficial to retain two, but we wanted to just take a look and see how that goes.
Any other questions? No other questions heard? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you very much. New business, the calendar for the year. Already?
Kind of early to that.
Yeah, it's almost too early to.
So we just figured, we just wanted to make sure that it was front and center to think about. Don't need to make any decisions yet, it might be too early. But we just wanted it on the record that there's some dates that we're going to need to address.
So noted.
Thank you. We'll bring that up later in the year. On page 29, resolution for financial signers. Do we have to do that all over this year or
every year?
Well, this is Chief Meek is departing, Chief Andrews as well, and this would have myself and Leah Schoaf as financial signers for the district.
So we can move that to an action item?
Yes, please. That would be great.
Yes.
And how about a motion?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the resolution 2001 to authorize financial signers. Any discussion? Questions? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. So don't run away. We might have to sign that tonight. Action items on page 34, post-retirement contracts for Bryce Meek and Andrews.
I make a motion that we approve those contracts.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. We approve those contracts. Anyone have any questions or discussion? Everybody understands what that is? No discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. See how easy this is, just flying through here. Do as. On page 43,
that's why you're in charge.
To clean things up, coming into the new year, we need to bring the Teamsters into the medical and dental providers under the current establishment. Has everybody had a chance to read that MOU? Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll accept a motion then.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion or questions on that MOU? No questions or discussions heard. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Just flying right through here. Committee reports, I actually don't think we have any reports on any of the committees tonight. We don't have any meetings over the holidays. Moving into other meetings, no snow 911, regional coordination. Anybody have any other meetings they attended? No snow out commissioners. The invitation went out today for the snow out banquet on February 1st. So any commissioners, we might get a list going here that we could register. If you'd like to go to that banquet, February 1st, it's at Sean O'Donnell's.
I've already sent mine in, Roy.
Oh, okay.
Today.
Okay.
At work.
I'm going to be at Disney.
I'm going.
Okay.
We'll start a fire.
13 of us.
We'll start a fire.
Bless you. Come on over as long as it's in the fireplace.
So we'll get a list going at the end of the meeting. How's that? Denise, don't let me forget, please. Thank you. Go to the order. Gee whiz, we fly right through this meeting tonight, didn't we? Hope they're all like this.
So we have a...
we have an executive session.
An invite also to the Lake Stevers Chambers Dinner and Auction on Saturday, February 22nd from 5:30 to 9.
Oh.
If anybody can make that.
Any good stuff? historically?
Why didn't it historically go? I was kind of hoping you would.
Historically, thank you for that.
Is that for a charity, Troy, or?
I would assume so, yeah. Normally, Lon would be kind of our answer person on that one, so. Chief, you have any idea? Have you ever go to that?
I have not.
Okay.
I would go and find out.
Should Denise make a second list?
So who is a member of the chamber over there? The chief?
Troy, I've been to that in the past. It's been a few years. Were they having it this year?
It just says we're invited, so I couldn't tell you.
It is an auction and a dinner and, yeah, but I haven't been there in a few years.
Lon, I could tell you for sure. So if anybody has an interest.
I do have info on that. I was lost my mind for a second. Yes, it's a nice evening. It's an auction to raise money for the chamber in Lake Stevens. It's actually a great opportunity to connect with the community, and it's actually lots of fun, so.
Is it a white tie affair?
No, it's pretty low-key.
Dress blues and tennis shoes.
It'll be a tie, by the way.
Wait, yes, it is.
Oh, that's right, I do. I'll tie that up soon.
I'd just like to thank everybody for their patience during all of this. You guys have put in a ton of work to get us where we are today. So I very much appreciate it. As much as has been getting done as a board member, we've certainly been doing stuff on our end, but you guys, you have outdone yourselves. To be able to pull something off of this magnitude over this relatively short period of time is impressive, and I think that says a lot about the personnel that we're working on and everything. So thank you. It feels good to be part of a larger family, and I'm looking forward to the year and getting all the kinks ironed out. So,
anybody else?
That about says it. Thank you, everybody.
I have a question for you, but it's not related to this.
Yeah, I mean, I'll reiterate that also, that I don't think we realize how much the staff has had to work to make this go smoothly, changing offices, changing procedures. I hope that we can get it all. I mean, with the chief's leadership and Leah's leadership in the office administration, to get everybody in their right jobs so that they can come to work knowing what they have to do, get their work done, and get home at a reasonable time to their family. So everybody has normal lives again. Sorry about the payroll. That was a glitch we were hoping to avoid. It just didn't work out that way. So we'll have that cleaned up for next month. So thank you all.
They're just getting used to it.
Yeah.
We got to do this one more time.
Holy smokes.
Really? Okay, we'll hold that one.
We are not able to add anything to executive session at this point. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. We haven't, it wasn't announced.
True. That's
it. Has to be announced.
Okay.
Unless it lands into the same category.
Even I can't stretch it quite that far. But I would like then, if you would remind him to talk to me afterwards, I have a question. Just to get an update.
Okay, thank you. So we will have an executive session related to collective bargaining negotiations as per RCW 4230-144A. We'll be going in at 17:48. How long do you think we need?
15 minutes.
How about 12 when you come out at
12 minutes.
I actually think it'll go pretty quick. It's no surprises. And who do you want to stay?
Let's have Leah, Larry, Jamie
left quickly.
Jamie's gone. Quickly.
No, I'm out of here.
I don't think I've ever seen him move that quick.
And there will, no, because we will not make a decision until we receive the signed agreement back to us. Well, yeah, that one, we violated the chief, and the chief and Leo have to set up how they, getting them to commit to anything. Well, you know, maybe they're going to be more open with now. So we're out of executive session at 1800 hours. No action was taken. Is there any other business to come before the Board of Fire Commissioners? None noted. We're adjourned.
Thank you, Commissioner.
We don't have to vote on that?
No. I could let you, but I don't think you
could have let.
I could let you vote on it, but
that's right.
I'm afraid somebody
same outcome.
Yeah,
somebody will be out the door by
probably
then.
Not.
Okay, so come and sign up if you want to go to the banquet and whether or not you're taking your wife.
Which one is this one?
This is a 2-1, the commissioner's banquet at Sean O'Donnell's.
Oh.
And or if you want to go to the chamber dinner on the 22nd.
I got to be in Disneyland for the
so
commissioner's
I
banquet.
So I mailed them today the form that Jim sent out that Karen and I are going to.
Okay.
And mailed them a check.
So. Sounds good.
Really
tiny. Yeah. Yeah, this way, if they do it, then we have to write a check back for our wives to the district.
It's hard to fix that form in payroll. We didn't have enough,
which one?
We didn't have 9 lines for the payroll form that's for the vouchers, so I made tiny lines.
Don't worry, we'll sign everywhere.
Tiny
took us forever to get them to fix that, so it's a custom
anybody
form.
Anybody else?
The first time around.
No?
Yeah.
You gonna go? No?
I'm sure
Randy's life is busy
I'm
enough.
I'm not coming back from Disneyland to go to dinner.
You don't need a wife to go.
You can.
Yeah, Pam and I are coming. Yeah. I think I'm supposed to introduce people.
Where's Jeff? Just anywhere up here?
Well, yeah, you're the president. President secretary should go then.
Sir?
No takers on the chamber dinner?
And then pass that to the
screw loose?
I may go to that, Roy. I just don't want to.
Okay, okay.
I might go. I might be going to, but I don't know.
Okay. So I'm going to put.